What kind of Jesus is being produced through Christian Rock? What kind of Jesus is being presented? Is it the true, holy, Lord of Lords and King of Kings? Or is it some cardboard cutout Christ, manufactured for our desires, for our lusts? You know that the kind of Jesus that's coming through Christian Rock and CCM today is a hippie buddy. He's your good friend. This first started with Jesus Christ Superstar many, many years ago. Jesus Christ is not a superstar. Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory and the Savior of mankind. And if you don't know Him as your personal Savior, you need to. And the Bible says that to do that, you must repent of your sins. You must admit you're a sinner. You must believe in your heart. You must not be ashamed to confess with your mouth. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. You have to break, your heart has to open, and you have to ask Christ to come in. That's the plan of salvation from the book of Romans, the book of Luke, chapter 13. Jesus Christ is not a superstar, but Christian Rock says He is. There's a famous CCM star named Jeff Fenholt, who at one time played the part of Jesus on the Broadway production of Jesus Christ Superstar. We're going to take a look at an interview with Jeff Fenholt in Moscow.
So what do you think about rock music? Is that true?
Well, I think it's the heart of the musician belongs to the devil. Then the music belongs to the devil. My heart belongs to Jesus. So my music belongs to the Lord.
Jeff Fenholt just said that as long as his heart is sincere, then his music is anointed of God. Is that true? The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9-10 that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, will search the heart. I try the reins, even to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Just because our hearts are sincere doesn't mean we're doing the work of the Lord. Take a look here at Jeff Fenholt in concert, singing Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley to the Russians in English with different words. Then look at the reaction of those who are listening. Russian fans are dancing because Jeff Fenholt is singing rock and roll. They can't even understand what he's singing. They're relating to sin. This is another one of the biggest lies in Christian rock today, that somehow through the music we're going to relate to people in a way that they can understand. But what is it they're relating to? They're relating to the same old sins. And the Bible never gives us the okay or the go-ahead to use sinful means to preach the gospel. What kind of Jesus Christ is coming through the evangelizing of Christian rock and CCM? This is supposed to be the greatest strength in Christian rock today, that they are evangelizing thousands and thousands of young people